Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stiff, The Curious Lives of Human Cadavers by Mary Roach is a work of narrative science writing that follows what can happen to a human body after death and why those uses matter. Blending reporting, historical digging, and darkly comic curiosity, Roach examines the people and institutions that rely on donated remains, from anatomy education to medical device testing. The book focuses less on morbidity than on the practical, ethical, and cultural questions that surround death work. Roach approaches a subject many readers avoid and makes it approachable by highlighting the ingenuity and seriousness behind cadaver-based research, while also acknowledging discomfort and taboo. Along the way, she introduces the reader to labs, training sites, and the unusual experiments that have shaped modern medicine and safety. The result is an accessible exploration of how the dead can serve the living and how our attitudes about bodies, dignity, and utility have evolved over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, body donation and the ethics of consent. A central thread of the book is the journey from personal choice to institutional practice, how a body becomes a gift for education or research, and what must be in place for that gift to be handled responsibly. Roach explores the motivations people have for donating and the emotional realities families face, then connects those choices to the practical needs of medical schools and research facilities. This topic highlights how consent is more than a signature. It depends on clear communication about possible uses, limits, handling, and eventual disposition. Roach also draws attention to the systems that manage donations, including the paperwork, transport, storage, and tracking that can determine whether a program is trustworthy. The ethical landscape includes questions of dignity, privacy, and transparency, especially when remains are used in ways that feel unfamiliar to the public. By examining these tensions, the book encourages readers to think about the difference between discomfort and harm, and to evaluate programs based on respect, oversight, and purpose. The broader point is that medical progress and public trust are linked, and both depend on how carefully consent and stewardship are treated. Secondly, anatomy education and surgical training, Roach details how cadavers have long served as the foundation of anatomical knowledge and how that role has evolved with modern teaching methods. This topic emphasizes the cadaver as a first patient for many clinicians, a way to learn spatial relationships, variation, and the tactile realities that images and models cannot fully replace. The book points to the disciplined, sometimes ceremonial culture within anatomy labs that aims to balance efficiency with respect. It also shows the practical pressures educators face, such as limited time, the need for repeatable instruction, and the challenge of teaching emotional steadiness without emotional detachment. Beyond early medical education, Roach discusses how donated bodies are used in surgical rehearsal, technique refinement, and the testing of approaches that reduce harm to living patients. The key insight is that cadaver-based training can be both deeply human and intensely technical. It helps clinicians build competence, confidence, and humility. Roach uses these settings to show why hands-on practice matters for patient safety, and how even advanced technology often still depends on real anatomy to validate what should happen in the operating room. Thirdly, research that protects the living, from trauma to safety. Another major topic is the use of cadavers in experiments designed to prevent injury and improve survival. Roach explores how researchers study bodily responses to force, impact, and extreme conditions in order to build safer cars, better protective gear, and more effective medical interventions. The book illuminates the uncomfortable reality that certain questions cannot be answered ethically with living subjects, yet still demand answers because lives depend on them. In this context, donated bodies become a bridge between theory and real-world outcomes. Roach also highlights the complexity of designing such studies, controlling variables, measuring results, and interpreting data when bodies differ by age, bone density, and prior health. The topic raises questions about how society assigns value to this work and why it often remains hidden. By bringing it into view, Roach reframes these experiments as part of a broader public health effort rather than spectacle. The reader comes away with a clearer understanding that many everyday safety improvements are built on behind-the-scenes research, and that donation can contribute not only to medicine, but also to engineering, policy, and emergency response. Fourthly, history, culture, and the changing meaning of the dead body. Roach places modern practices in a wider historical and cultural context, showing that attitudes toward dead bodies are shaped by religion, law, economics, and social fear. This topic examines how dissection moved from scandal to institution, and how the supply of bodies has been influenced by inequality, criminal punishment, and shifting definitions of legitimate scientific need. Roach also considers the cultural scripts that govern what feels respectful, what feels transgressive, and why different societies draw the line in different places. The book suggests that much of our discomfort is not simply about death, but about identity and boundaries, where the person ends and the body begins, and what obligations remain. This historical lens helps readers see that current debates about donation, research, and display did not appear out of nowhere. They are the latest chapters in a long negotiation between knowledge-seeking and moral restraint. Roach presents this negotiation as ongoing, not settled, and invites readers to examine their assumptions. Understanding the past also clarifies why transparency and ethics matter now. When institutions ignore cultural concerns, they risk repeating the mistakes that once fueled public outrage and distrust. Lastly, forensics and the practical science of decomposition. The book also looks at how the dead can teach investigators and scientists about the timeline and conditions of death, with implications for criminal justice and disaster response. Roach explores the study of decomposition as a rigorous observational science that requires controlled environments, careful documentation, and a tolerance for unpleasant realities. This topic highlights how variables such as temperature, insects, burial conditions, and exposure can change the rate and pattern of decay. Researchers use these findings to improve estimations of time since death and to refine methods that can help identify remains. Roach frames this work as both technical and moral. Accuracy can affect court outcomes, the identification of missing persons, and the ability of families to find closure. The topic also underscores the gap between popular media portrayals of forensics and the slower, messier reality of evidence. By explaining how forensic knowledge is built, Roach emphasizes the value of method, repetition, and humility. The reader gains an appreciation for the way cadaver-based research contributes to truth-finding and accountability, while also raising questions about the consent and stewardship required when bodies are used in outdoor or long-term studies. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy accessible science, curious history, and thoughtful reporting, especially those who appreciate a candid tone that makes difficult subjects easier to approach. It is also valuable for prospective donors and families who want a clearer sense of how donation can be used, as well as students entering healthcare fields who wish to understand the human and ethical dimensions behind training and research. The benefit to a reader's life is twofold. First, it replaces vague fear with concrete knowledge, helping you think more calmly about death, dignity, and choice. Second, it reveals the hidden infrastructure of medicine and safety, making everyday advances feel more understandable and earned. Compared with similar books that lean either clinical or sensational, Roach's work stands out for balancing empathy with clear explanation and for connecting many domains in one narrative, from anatomy labs to impact research and forensics. The writing invites reflection without preaching, and it keeps the reader engaged by focusing on the people who do this work and the practical questions they face. If you want a single book that is informative, unsettling in productive ways, and surprisingly humane, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Mary Roach, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.